I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
What?
Well,
it's been a case of the Mondays. I think we should acknowledge it.
I'm not going to lie. I cried in the garage this morning.
You did?
I did.
Why?
I shed tears.
You didn't say that privately.
Well, that's where we put our gym. And I,
were you upset to work out again?
Yeah, I cried. No, I was just overwhelmed by life, the state of the world. Like, we have so much going on, you and I.
Yeah.
And it comes from all different directions.
It really does.
We're starting so many fun projects together.
But it's a lot.
It's a lot. And it's like a lot of emails. And I get the, like, can I do it? Do I have it in me?
Oh, no, you were having that.
I was.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, yeah. And then I had drum class, thank God, lessons. And I think I drummed it out.
Oh, thank God. You're very sensitive.
I'm a very sensitive person. The other thing I wanted to tell you, but you had the case of the Mondays.
I had a major case of the Mondays. I came in and everyone in the house had a case of the Mondays. And I heard Kim's Monday. I heard your Monday. I didn't know
and
about the crying.
And then everyone forgot to ask you.
And then I was like, does anyone want to hear about my Monday? No.
I'm really sorry. I did care.
I guess not.
No, we did. And then we heard him.
I had similar feelings, except I don't, my instinct isn't to cry. It's to just say, nope, we're moving forward. Let's keep going. It'll work itself out. It always does. Just
like a boys don't cry kind of attitude.
Is that a boys don't cry attitude?
Yeah.
How so?
I mean, that's the whole concept. You just keep trudging along through life.
Huh.
I have to cry. If I don't cry, I think something would go. It's not like I sit around crying all the time. Let's be real. I don't want it.
Were you on the
that.
Treadmill with
no,
tears
no, no.
coming
it was
down?
After the workout.
Is
in
this
fact,
after
I might
we
have
spoke?
Already showered.
Because you were a little, you were edgy and grumpy this morning.
See,
when
that's
spoke.
Where I go. I go grumpy until I realize what's happening.
Until
and then
the
if
release.
I cry, I'm like, oh. Otherwise, it's like a frustrating feeling.
Look, I don't have the answers. I can't make predictions, but I can say everything works itself out.
Right.
And you just have to trust that.
Thank you.
And that's how I move forward. But I will say yesterday when I was lounging on my...
You cry, by the way.
Huh?
I just want to say you cry.
I do. I don't cry as often as you do.
Okay.
When did I cry in your arms? I didn't cry in your arms.
You have cried in my arms so many times in the last 20-something years.
I have?
Yeah.
You've cried in my arms.
I've held you.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I didn't want people to think you didn't cry. You cry.
Of course I cry, okay. But I don't cry as easily. It takes me a little bit more to cry.
Okay, and I don't cry so much that I sound like I have a problem.
It doesn't look like you want to stick your finger in an electrical socket, no.
It's been a long time since I've cried. In fact, when it came out of my eyes, the water, I was like, oh, I'm crying. Like I had like, I was like watching myself cry.
When I was loafing on my couch yesterday, mm-hmm. enjoying a day of nothingness, I thought, I wish I had one more day of nothingness. I even woke up this morning early, like super early, and I thought, you know what? We have so many things going on. I'm going to try to structure my day because otherwise I get inundated with emails, texts, phone calls, Zooms, what have you, on top of trying to finish building a house, right? And so I thought, okay, I'm going to wake up super early. I'm going to get the exercising out of the way. And then by 10 a.m., I'll be able to structure a couple hours of my day. And I realized, well, that doesn't fucking work because I can't predict when someone's going to email me.
Okay, you, yeah.
I just have to be on call.
I was dealing with merch with Jessa on the phone answering because you weren't answering. So I was like, I'll just take this over.
I'm sorry. I was frantically looking for the kitchen sink.
But you were texting me simultaneously about washers and dryers.
I sure was.
And I was like, this.
I was in dire straits.
You were not helping me with merch.
I was not. I was in dire straits.
But it's
I needed
that.
Decisions.
Like what you said, I wasn't. You never know when it's going to come, how it's going to come, who's going to ask you. So you. This whole 10 o'clock plan, I mean, I'd start getting up earlier if I were you, because that's late.
Well, I could pull a Kris Jenner and get up at like 4.
Why do you think
be
she's
done with
a
my day at 7? Yes, but you know what? She's at a point where she can say, I'm available. We're going to talk at this time.
Sure, but when she was building her empire, she probably got up at, I'm going to say 3:30.
Well, I think she was hustling probably at the beginning, so they weren't such structured times. We just get a bit... Certain things were
doing. Should we start doing that, Kate? Should we? I mean, maybe this is how the pants empire could be built.
Why? By just saying we're available between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.?
No, by getting up at 4.
Well, I woke up at 6 today.
That's different. 4 is different from 6. Okay, 5. We could do
an experiment. Wake up at 5. I'd be
fine with it. I could wake up at 5. What time would you have to go to bed?
I'd have to be lights out at 10. Maybe 9:30. Listen, I need a solid 8 or I'm not.
You need a what?
I need a solid 8 hours of sleep
Me
or
too.
I'm not a functioning person.
Lights what would you, when you woke up at 5, would you do the workout first or would you do the emails?
I like to read my New York Times first thing
me
in the
too.
Morning.
That's
so
do
don't bother
morning.
Me because I would just want to read the newspaper for a
I
minute.
Want,
and
okay.
then I would do the exercising and then I would shower. And then I would say, all right, well, I guess I have emails to respond to.
Mine would be identical to yours.
But the problem, Alicia, is that I can't predict when these emails come in.
They came
For
in
instance,
the night before. They're already in your inbox.
Not necessarily. Not all the time.
I'm just saying.
Jessa, for instance, was asking a ton of questions today at, let's say 2:30. Mm-hmm. What is me waking up at 5? How is that going to make a difference with that?
There will be random occasions, for sure, all day long, where things will pop in. But... you'll be ahead of the game. I don't know. I think we could try it for 1 week to see what happens.
Should I call you at 5 a.m. For the morning
Well,
chat?
I need to know when we're going to start. I'm not going to...
You know what? We have a big week ahead of us. Why don't we start on Monday?
Okay.
Oops. Let me turn my phone off.
The other thing...
Oh, look, an email just popped up. So if I woke up at 5 a.m., it's now... It's 4:50. Oh, look. It's in regards to something. This person's not in our country. I can't... I just don't understand. I can't make everyone on my schedule.
All right. Let me think this through this week.
Think it
but
out.
There might be something there.
If you find a strategy, I am all
ears.
Do
you think there's a way we could meet Kris Jenner to ask her these questions?
I would love it. There's always a way.
Okay. Secondly, I thought you'd be very excited to know. Kim and I sat down and watched The Ultimatum.
The Queer Ultimatum.
Yes.
I think we should be the hosts.
I know, and I
thank
see
you.
Why.
You see
I
what
wanna,
I'm saying?
I don't want to publicly slam anybody, but there needs to be a switch,
listen,
a change.
Sometimes casting makes mistakes. That's why you recast after you shoot the pilot, because you say, you know what? That actor is great, but it didn't just fit the way we thought.
Right.
It's
and
okay.
This,
it happens.
And this There's is a, not the day we're going to recap that, but I need to talk about it.
Let's go.
No. We have a whole subject today that we're going to go over. I still have like 4 episodes
How
left.
How far deep did you get?
I sat down. I was like, Kim, we're the only 2 people on this planet who have not tuned in. We've got to do it. She's like, all right. So we put away like 6 of them.
Yeah. But now you understand why I pitched that. And I said, why aren't we hosting this?
Yeah. I mean,
the reason why I say
like
that.
Like 1 day of work, that host never shows up.
Yeah.
I mean, we would probably.
I just see it like you have 2 different perspectives, right? You have it, that will fill out a whole circle, much like we discussed last week. And I think that's an interesting perspective.
Oh, you and I would have different.
Precisely,
for sure.
Because we're just different people.
And I consider myself a matchmaker.
I consider myself someone who has had enough experience to know when something is red light, green light.
But I also would probably be the person that would just want to watch.
And you do like to matchmake.
I do. I would know.
It's not your strong suit, although.
I still like to do it.
You love to do it and you love to sell yourself like you are.
Making people's lives like.
You're like the millionaire
true.
Matchmaker. Uh-huh. I've yet to see that.
Okay.
But
whatever.
I appreciate
like to do it. Secondly, I would also want to watch the car wreck. I would also want people, because when the thing
you
is
know
going
what,
wrong,
though?
You're excited.
I think if we
you're
were
like,
to-
this is a disaster.
That's the difference between, I think, hosting something and just watching it at home. I think you get to know these people if you're hosting it. So you actually, like your heart goes out to them in a way that maybe it wouldn't if you were just sitting there watching it. When I watched Queer Ultimatum, there were a couple of people that I just wanted to hold and tell them it was going to be okay and to like rethink
for sure
what was going on and what they were doing.
I also want to pull people aside and do like one-on-ones with them. Like
yes.
That Vanessa girl. Like I'd want to be like, what, hon, what's going on?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I want to sit down with them one by one and say, what are we thinking?
And
here?
They do that on, the famous one.
Bachelorette.
Yeah. They sit down, the host sits down and talks to them.
Yeah. It's more interactive.
Anyway, we should get in there and really work this over. It needs help.
I'm so glad I pitched it to our team and it was sort of crickets. I heard owls hooting in the background and now you get it. Let's go.
Bam.
Rocket Money. I used Rocket Money again last week.
How many? Are you okay?
I don't know.
You have
a lot
of subscriptions you forget about.
You know what it is? Because I get these apps and you have to pay for everything you get these days. And I think, all right, well, I'll use this for a few days and I'll cancel it. But I forget.
And you have forget to have every week that you forgot last week.
Yes.
Thank God you have Rocket Money. Before I started using Rocket Money myself, I thought I had about 6 subscriptions. No, Kate, I had 15.
15?
Yes. I was like, clear it, clear it, clear it, get rid of it. And Rocket Money is like, we have your back. Because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can start to grow your savings.
Plus, Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pants. That's rocketmoney.com/pants. Say it, Kate.
That's rocketmoney.com/pants.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, third. I really came in with 3 subjects. The third thing I wanted
it's
to tell
me.
You,
I came
both
in
of you, Arwen, your voices are beautiful. Like, Kate, yours has always been beautiful, but then when Arwen talks and then you talk, you,
Arwen
you guys
has
are
a
talking,
gorgeous voice.
But the two of you together, I'm not saying start a podcast, but because then I'd be out of work, but you guys sound like soothing. And I realized something. I'm a very excitable person, as we know. Right? I can.
You're trying to maintain your.
No, I was like, Leisha, lay the fuck back. Like your energy, lay back. So I'm going to try right now. I just want to do a little experiment.
All right. But
okay. Arwen, if you could start.
You're being inauthentic.
I know I am.
It's not going to work for you. You won't be able to maintain it because it's not authentic. Arwen has a gorgeous voice. Arwen has a gorgeous voice. I sound like a subwoofer.
And I don't want to make
this
about my voice.
I don't think it's that great.
We've already done it. We all know what we're dealing with. I don't need a, your voice is great. I just want to see if I can match the coolness.
I'm not saying, I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass. I'm just saying you're inauthentic. I'm just going to lay back and not do
anything. Oh, it's never going to stay, Kate. This is nothing I can maintain. I just want to see if in for 1 minute if I can do it. Okay.
For one minute. Let's do a timer.
I am hitting the start button right here we go.
All right, Leisha and Kate, we're going to do an episode on favorite things today. Leisha, I can't wait to hear about some of your favorite things.
I can't wait to hear how unenthusiastic you are about all of your favorite things.
I've got some favorites.
Don't we all? Let's go, Leisha.
Okay, Kate, let's see.
This is so bad. I hate it.
I don't like it either, Leisha. I like it when you.
It's not you. I know. Except you guys, I had to hold my mouth to not
smile
or laugh. It was hard. I don't know how you guys.
So can I stop the timer?
I don't know how you live in that cool place. Yeah,
can I stop the timer? Are we done? Okay, great. That was a waste.
Anyway, I envy it.
Envy what? What are you envying?
How laid back and chill and cool you guys.
Leisha.
I sound like I'm on a, I don't know.
You know what?
Like a speedboat. Like I was on a speedboat.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Knock it off. I'm telling you right now. You did this last week. Stop it. Stop talking badly about yourself, damn it. Stop it. Stop it. I mean it. I don't like it. I really don't. It wouldn't be you without your voice. I wouldn't be me without this. It's just, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It matches the energy field. It matches you. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Also, no one's complained about it before. And if they have, they can go fuck themselves. Stop it.
But I really just wanted to say that I think you guys sound cool.
I think you sound cool. How's that?
Aw. You really love me, Kate.
I really love you to death. I don't like you. I don't like you beating yourself up. It bothers me.
Okay.
When you have something that needs to like be addressed,
you'll
trust me that I'll say it.
Let me start.
Just trust that I'm going to say it. You should take a look at that.
But this week, the subject is
favorite random things, which makes it even better because it's random.
Yeah, I'll start. I'll ask the first one. Okay. Leisha, what's your favorite season or time of year and why?
Well, Arwen, it's funny you ask me that. It's spring. I love when everything dead comes alive. I can get very solemn in the winter. Like it's enough already. But I'm from Nebraska. We have very long, hard winters. And the second you saw a little like tulip come through the snow, I like signs of hope. A new beginning. Whereas summer's like it's already been around and it's.
I don't like summer.
You love.
Oh, is it my turn? Can I go?
You can go whenever you want.
My birthday is in December. I should like winter, right? I'm a winter baby. I hate it. I don't like winter. I don't like when the days get dark earlier. It fucks with me, right? Yeah. And when spring kicks in, it's always May. I appreciate it more actually on the East Coast than I do here because everything sort of melds together. And then you look in the mirror 20 years later
That's
and
what
you're
I mean.
Older.
If you've been through a winter and you see a sign of life.
Springtime. By the time you hit to summer, it's just suffocating and hot and you feel dirty and everything stinks. But something about spring where you can get rid of the heavy coats and you get to wear your t-shirts again.
Oh, give me a pair of shorts.
I could do without the shorts, but I do love to shed a layer after constantly having to like bundle up. And believe it or not, it gets cold here in LA.
Do you remember like walking through the forests in Vancouver? It was like, it was like right out of like a set of like.
Oh,
Robin
it was
Hood.
It was like Lord of the Rings. It's like we were like in the Shire.
Yes.
Like, I always said I felt like a hobbit because everything was green and luscious.
But this is what always blew my mind. You would see a tree that had either fallen, probably fallen because they don't cut them down there. But let's say a tree fell and it was dead, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the dead trunk, you'd see like a sprout of life.
Yeah.
Or that's the kind of shit I'm into.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Next up on the list is A way to spend a free afternoon. God, that's such a good one. Kate?
I haven't had a free afternoon in a long time.
I know. I just said to Kim, I was like, I need the kind of peace, and maybe this is my answer. And this could even be by myself without anybody. Where it's so quiet. I'm craving quiet. I need to hear nothing. I'll take a bird. It can hear like a... That's fine. But that's it. That's all I want to hear. It's borderline scary sounding now that I'm talking about it out loud. But I want nobody around. Maybe a fox runs by. Like I'm talking... I need like...
You want to be in the moors.
Serenity.
Of what, Ireland?
Sure.
The moors of Ireland.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be?
Sure.
Great.
I don't want to...
Okay. Well, let's get you
there. The flight
sounds
hard. I was hoping for something closer, but that's not the idea of my perfect day. But that's what I need right now.
Free afternoon. I need more specifics. Like what time in the afternoon?
Somebody's like, Kate, you have a free afternoon. What are you going to go do with it?
Well, what is it? Like, am I getting off at 1 p.m.? Am I getting off at 3 p.m.?
Off of what?
I don't know. Whatever it is that I'm doing, it makes me free.
Stop thinking so hard. You have 6 hours. It's a beautiful day. What do you do with it? Go.
I'm going to go and get my favorite coffee from my favorite coffee place.
Do you want to say what it is?
No, I don't.
Why?
It's my special spot. And
it's
I
not like
go
there's going to be a line of
And
shame
then I want
to
go home and I want to get Mo and I want to take that coffee on one hand and Mo on a leash in the other. And I get to take her on a nice long walk and she's happy and I'm happy and we're bonding. And then I can come home and I can sit outside in my backyard and water plants and like enjoy the late afternoon and my looking at all the plants. That's a perfect day.
Okay.
And then order some food and not answer the phone or talk to anyone. It involves not talking to a single soul except the dog. Do we have another
one? Okay. We have like 30. Okay.
I like this one. Grocery store. Now, I saw this thing on social media where they did a fuck, marry, kill of Erewhon, Whole Foods, and...
Ralph's.
Or Gelson's.
Trader Joe's.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Erewhon? You saw, and I thought, oh, that's so smart. Fuck, marry, kill. Favorite grocery store.
Well, here in LA, we have like the douchebaggery of grocery stores. I mean, we could really just...
Oh, we have the asshole grocery store.
We can waste our entire... year's paycheck on one outing.
So fuck
if we
Mary,
wanted to.
So fuck, marry, kill.
You're only giving me three?
Fuck, marry, kill. Yeah, you only get three.
I have to give it to Erewhon. I'm sorry.
Are you going to fuck Erewhon or are you going to marry Erewhon?
I can't afford to marry Erewhon. It'd be like having a trophy wife that I can't. Like, who would expect too much from me? She's beautiful, but she wants a lot. And I can't afford it. I guess I'm going to have to fuck Erewhon. Because at least I can enjoy it, but I don't have the responsibility.
I would fuck Erewhon because that's a one night stand sort of thing. It's too much trouble down the line, but it would be a good time. It would be a good story you could always hang in the back of your mind as a fun memory.
What's my third one? Trader Joe's?
Yeah, Trader Joe's.
Okay. I'm going to marry Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Because... it's dependable. It's consistent. It has fun little, like, you'll have a fun night out with it where it'll be like, hey, we have peanut butter or chocolate chip cookies this week. And you're like, I like that about you. They keep it spicy. They'll be like, we have these frozen dumplings on sale. They're only here this month.
Mm-hmm.
That's an exciting spouse.
It would be fun. It would be a fun marriage.
And
so
Whole Foods,
kill,
I'm going to have
kill
to
Whole Phil,
I'm gonna have to kill Whole
Foods.
Foods because of Jeff Bezos. I'm sorry, but like...
yeah.
That he tanked that beautiful store that was the grandmother of these
Whole Foods
idea.
is like out of the three the most milquetoast partner in bed as well. It's just like it's just there. You're like,
but
okay.
You know what? It wasn't always like that. Like when we knew her when she was young,
and something happened.
Banging.
I don't mean to be ageist. I have no room to speak, but something happened. It's just.
I think she.
What happened?
She had an affair with the wrong guy.
She did.
And now she's...
she became a...
she's trashy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Up the street, there's a Whole Foods that has been there since I moved over here. Sometime in the pandemic, it shut down. And it was like going through renovations. And we're all excited because number one, it has the smallest parking lot. Like literally five cars can park and everybody wants to kill each other to get to them. Mm-hmm. It's been like that for 20 years. Well, the renovation, the big signs came out and we're all like, oh my God, they're going to probably do a 2-story. Maybe they'll do a parking garage where we can all park and it's going to be great. It reopened as one of those no people ones where you walk in and you just grab what you want and you leave. It was like 7-Eleven. It's like you walked in, everything looked weird. You barely talked. There was like 3 people that worked there. And it was the most depressing thing. And every time I drive by there on my way to Erewhon, by the way, like me, like everyone else, you zip right by it. It's an empty parking lot. Nobody's going.
I was there last week.
That one?
I sure was.
And?
It's great. Bam!
Teacher. This is easy.
I know you have yours because you have easy. That music teacher. You have that drama teacher you loved.
Drama, not music. Yeah.
I can't look back on any teachers really.
Nobody like, had an impact? Not one? So all the teachers were just...
No, they weren't terrible. I just don't... not at all. Like, I had some great teachers. I don't recall anyone that changed my life.
Okay, did you have one that was, like, funny or...
Oh.
Taught you something you were surprised you learned?
There was... in that case, sure, absolutely. Like, some teachers that we actually... I don't know if you had her. Do we talk...
Are you talking about acting teachers? You're going to the academy.
I'm kind of ruffling through my brain between grade school, high school, and then the academy. In high school... There was like 1 or 2 teachers that I liked, but I can't tell you anything they taught me. So I liked them as people though. They were like probably the only understanding and relatable teachers that school had. In grade school, no. And in high school and in the academy, yeah, there were a few teachers like Jackie Bartone. You know, Jackie Bartone died, right?
I know.
She... I think I'm repeating myself, but her whole thing in class was like, everything's about sex. Remember that? That was like her whole thing.
Yeah, but I didn't, she wasn't
you
my...
You want to fuck them. That was her whole thing. Oh my God, it didn't matter like what like scene you had. That's how it was. That was like
I didn't
her whole
have
approach.
Jackie Bartone as my main, because remember in that year you would get your main acting teacher.
First year or second around. Year. Well, first year you'd have your main one and then you'd get another. You'd have your main one and then your, I don't remember.
Oof. Yeah, but I didn't get Jackie. I got someone else.
You had Jackie Solitar?
No.
You had Janice Powell.
Janice Powell.
I love Janice
Powell.
That
was mine.
She was great too.
And she was like.
I liked her a lot.
Earthy and like grounded.
Yeah.
I loved her. I was very, actually, I don't know. I was very psyched with who I landed with. But. I knew Jackie Bartone.
Jackie Bartone was a motherfucker.
Yeah, she was a motherfucker.
And I mean that in the greatest way.
Yeah.
She didn't give a shit. But she was honest. And she was also really loving and like it was just she was a tough cookie, that one. Anyway, I love Jackie Bartone. I was sad to see her go. But again, there's no teacher where I'm like, oh, but I learned this thing that I carry with me forever. I don't have that. Do you?
Yeah.
The music teacher, the drama teacher, the gay one.
Jay Warden. He's like it's where it all started. Gretel in The Sound of Music.
There you go.
You can thank Jay for my entire career.
Right on, Jay.
Because he saw it in me.
Do you think Jay enjoys pants?
I don't know if he listens to it, but we check in all the time. But I've never asked that question. Right. I'm going to say no, that he doesn't listen to it. Maybe he checked it out when we first started this. He could have. I'll ask him next time, but wonderful, wonderful man, spirit, amazing person. My mom's best friend, his partner is Tim. They've been together for 40 some odd years. The greatest.
Teacher.
And I walked in, as we all know, I went with my friend Susie. As we all know, like everyone knows this.
Oh, Susie.
Of course. Susie was like, will you?
Fuck Susie. Who is Susie?
I have a lot of stories about, can't do it. But anyway,
I won't get there.
It's fine because she ended up being like a huge volleyball star. So this moment, I'm sure, was a blip in her life. But at the time, she said, will you come with me? I'm going to go audition. We're in fifth grade, by the way. And we were friends. Will you come with me while I audition for The Sound of Music up at the high school? And I was like, sure. And so our moms, they were friends. We all went. Or maybe I went. I don't think my mom went. Did she? She must have. Anyway, we go together. You know, I knew some songs. So I was out in the waiting room. And they were like, do you want to audition? And I was like, sure. But that wasn't the plan. And then I walked in and I sang for Jay. And I ended up getting the part for Gretel.
Was Susie upset?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it was sort of like an All About Eve moment. I think I might have like accidentally swooped in. Wasn't the plan. But like I said, she was very sporty. She had a great career from fifth grade
on. Did Susie go to the Olympics?
She even was like prom queen. No, but I'm saying I became the drama. It was like the beginning of my drama awakening. And she went on to sports. So it all ended up, like, I think we landed in the proper places.
See, it all worked out.
Yeah. But I don't think it was like what she wanted to happen that day.
Oh, this is a good one.
Great. Go. What do you got?
Your favorite diva, as in Whitney, Celine, Mariah, Selena, etc. Tough one. I'm married to someone whose favorite in the world is Mariah and Celine. She loves, right? So,
right.
And I've grown to, and I've always liked Mariah, and I've even grown to appreciate Mariah more.
What's because, your answer, though? That's Anna's answer.
Well, because the instant I thought of that, I thought of Anna because, like, you know, and
she loves divas.
She loves divas.
Live,
like, nothing
all of that.
Makes her happier than like any videos involving Celine or Mariah.
Divas Live? They would just try to out sing each other. It was like, who can sing the loudest?
With
almost.
Mo and with the new puppy Bug, each time we got those, she tried to. There was a moment where she was like, "Can we name her Celine?"
Why didn't you let her do that? You should have.
I can't do it. I couldn't do it. But diva, it's a tough one because Whitney.
I mean,
I grew up with Whitney, but I love her, and I like her death really affected me in a deep, deep way because she was so important in my childhood.
That sounds like your winner.
Well, then there's Madonna. Madonna, I mean, like, kind of changed my world.
But I'd have to give it to Madonna for me. But I never considered her a diva because she was sort of before all of
Madonna's
that diva stuff. Well,
I don't consider
like
Whitney
sort of
a diva. Whitney just had the most incredible voice. Is Whitney a diva?
Well, see, that title,
is
like,
she,
are we?
Irwin's like, yes, she is. She's a diva. Let's hear it, Irwin.
Okay. I love Madonna. I just started reading the new
book. I read a review in New York Times about that.
That's why I got it. I'm loving it. Anyway, I wouldn't consider Madonna a diva. I feel like diva is that VH1, like...
It started later.
It did?
No, but it's also like, it's about the voice. The divas were like Mariah, Whitney, Celine.
Got
like
it.
Okay. J-Hud. You know, like, it's like the big, powerful voice. Mm-hmm. Madonna's like a performer.
But there's attitude.
Madonna's
but there's
a performer.
Attitude.
I get it. But there's an attitude. Like, Mariah, I think, is the greatest diva. And
I think she does it well because she has a sense of humor about it. Like, this is just what I'm going to say this and you're all going to expect me to say it.
Have you seen the video where she's singing and someone's singing over her and she stays in the same key and she says, stop singing my part.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Do you guys know about the grunge album?
Anna really has made me appreciate Mariah on
the
a very deep
album?
Level.
The grunge album Mariah Carey did. Are you guys aware of this?
Anna, I'm sure, is
this
aware.
This can't be
no,
real.
It's real. It's like when she was like making her big album with Fantasy on it and everything, like she would record all day. And then at night they would write these grunge songs and she recorded this whole grunge record. She had one of her other friends re-record her songs, but she wrote all of them. And there's a rumor that like her doing the songs, like the original recordings are going to come out soon. But she was so inspired by Courtney Love. That she
this
made her own
huge.
Grunge record. I know.
She was a fan
now
of Courtney
we're talking.
Love.
Yes. Don't you love that Mariah Carey is a fan of Hole?
Yes.
I had no idea.
I love it so much.
I have to tell Anna
Please
that.
Let us and our listeners know when this comes out.
And can, on the side, can you let Anna know? Because that's going to blow her mind if she doesn't know
already.
Yeah,
I'll text her. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen, we have 1,000 of these questions. And you know what? Beauty of the list is it's not going anywhere.
Well, I said that next time. And you were like, no, we have to blow through it and quickly. And
well, I didn't realize that everything would be a mini monologue and I didn't realize there were that many. So we got to wrap this puppy up. And I don't want this case of the Mondays to bother you anymore. Monday's almost done.
Well, it's nighttime. So
I know this comes out on a Wednesday, but we're recording on a Monday and Leisha was blue. I love you though.
Love you back.
I'll see you in San Francisco. Everybody.
Pockets. Oh, I said pockets instead of pants today.
It sure did. Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Kate Menig, and Leisha Haley. Produced and edited by Arwin Nix. Mixed by Valentino Rivera. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.